So yay, this is our first podcast. So we're recording right now from a Starbucks. That's crazy how technology works now. Like you can be anywhere in the world and talk to a friend or produce your own basically quote unquote radio show. My dad, he drinks coffee, or no, he doesn't do it anymore, but he used to drink coffee at night so he can go to sleep and then wake up early. And apparently that's an actual thing, like the body waits or something, and then the caffeine kicks in the morning. So interesting.
Where you drink caffeine and then sleep for 30 minutes, and by the time caffeine like kicks in, you're already like awake.
Yeah, something like that. And I don't know. The human body is kind of weird. Or I want to say weird. I would say complex and beautiful. So how's the weather over there?
Cold.
Cold, yeah. Yeah, it got cold like last night because I went to basically near Louisiana, which is I've never been to Louisiana, but basically near there in Texas. And it was like cold and I'd never been there but it was like very swampy. And then I went to Walmart and saw that they had Mardi Gras stuff like for celebrations next to the Valentine's Day celebrations. So that was kind of interesting because we don't really have that like Mardi Gras stuff in like central Texas. So how do you feel about, apart from like just trying out podcasting and stuff and me being basically your co-host or whatever, if that's what you want to call me, do you have any personal intentions? I don't like to use goals. I don't like to say goals. I like to say intentions. With this, do you have some sort of like fear of public speaking or?
Oh, well, like, I think because I've been really into podcasts lately, because it's the majority of what I consume at work, because I'm allowed to. And I think it would be neat to try that out, a new platform, and talk about things, because I don't write.
Right.
It's just like, I feel like I like talking more than I like writing.
Right, that makes sense.
And I think because I enjoy podcasts so much, like Jenna Julian
Yeah.
and listen to Super Mega, and they just talk about their day. They just ramble on about.
Yeah, I love Jenna Julian. I listen to them sometimes. I used to listen to them a lot. But like in the car and stuff, it just feels like it's just two friends talking to you, but you're just I guess 'cause I can't contribute to their conversation. It's also nice to see my two quote unquote friends just talk about random stuff, and it's really fun.
Because I didn't answer your question about intentions. Whatever happens, happens. I don't want to, like, I want to get this amount of followers, or I want to get this amount of, like, listens per year. It's just like, well, if things happen, then, like, sure. But I'm not gonna make a big fuss or pressure myself to.
Do you like want to get over a certain fear, or do you just like talking to your friends and like you don't mind if someone else listens to our conversations?
Yeah, that. I mean, I didn't think about it that much. I don't think I have anything that I'm trying to conquer. But I like the. Because I just like info dumping. And I ha kind of low key have nowhere else to put it unless Twitter, but that's like a whole. Like five threads, 108, whatever, 280 characters that I feel like people would just long scroll past, so.
Right, especially since everybody's doing the same thing on Twitter, just rambling about their life.
So I feel like if people have the option, right? Like in Twitter, it's just a feed. If I want to like talk or rant about something on Twitter, I could do that. But like, people's eyes immediately will see that without kind of a warning. Whereas podcasting, you're like, oh yeah, this is like I'm choosing to listen to this thing.
Right, that makes sense. And if they like what you're saying, then they can stick around. And if not, they can just find something else and not
Definitely.
comment.
Yep.
Okay, so do you think we should like introduce ourselves for anybody who's listening and I don't know, promote something? Is that what they do?
Yeah, I think you can promote Anchor.
That's true. Anchor.fm is this app that we're using in which we are basically on our phones recording this live via the app, and it'll save. Amber or I can just edit it and add music and cover art and stuff like that and make an actual podcast. So thank you, Anchor, for that. We're not sponsored by anybody, but it's always nice to give. Hello, everyone who or you, whoever's listening. My name is Antonio or Neo. And you can follow me at Yo Antonio with an E instead of an I on Instagram and Twitter, even though I'm not on there as much. And yeah, we'll see from there. And I also write on medium.com, same username.
Do you have any hobbies?
I enjoy photography. I recently or yesterday I got a tripod for my phone because I have a new phone, and this is why I'm using Anchor as well, so I can like take pictures with my awesome phone and see what happens from there. I also write some articles online. Sometimes I do videos on YouTube, and mostly I'm just on Instagram. What about you, Amber? Do you have any hobbies?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. Hello, my name is Amber. Plug my personal stuff just yet, like Twitter and things. Just, I don't know. But I do have a cosplay account because I like cosplaying. I like being creative. I like reading. And I'm currently in a true crime. I'll link like my cosplay, Ash's and Amber's cosplay.
I feel we're so boring right now.
Hey, this is why we have structure. And we I told myself, I was like, I'm not gonna write any notes down. I'm just gonna.
Well, I mean, there is a difference between structure and guidelines, right?
People keep coming out of, there's like a gym near this mall, and I keep seeing them behind me, and I'm like, it's the cops. Someone call the cops.
Oh no, they're gonna arrest you for podcasting in your car.
That's what I thought. I was like, what if like someone comes out of the Starbucks and then they like yell at me because, and I was trying to look for cameras, because of course like the people behind are gonna watch the cameras. I mean, that's what I did when I worked in fast food. You know, people are gonna know inside what's happening outside unless they're.
Wait, that's an interesting bit. You used to stalk people out from the camp from the comfort of your work to see what's going on outside
Oh
for fun.
no, I mean, well, the fast food places that I worked were only for like a few months. No, but like with hosting, like I would see someone in the corner and who'd be sitting there for like an hour, right? And would eat their thing, you know, their food very slow. Like that, we had this one lady who had a hat on inside and who had sunglasses on inside and would cover up her. I mean, we didn't have any bugs, but like I get people are kind of like that, but she would put her napkin like over her stuff or other stuff she was eating. I don't know, it was like she,
But she had a hat on, some sunglasses, and she put her napkin where?
well, she put her napkin like over her food. I don't, over a section part of her food, like she, they had like separate plates. And I think, I mean, I guess that's normal for some people. I know people that do that because of bugs and all that. I think there was other stuff that she did, and she came in another time. Well, like, I think people don't know that we notice them, not to like call out everyone who has social anxiety and they have done something weird. But like, we notice if someone's there for like an hour and has barely touched their food, or we notice when people hop tables. Even though it's really busy outside. So I feel like people inside, if they're bored, they know where the cameras are and they're watching for, oh, this car's been in this parking spot for an hour and hasn't come out of her car.
Right. That's scary because when I go to restaurants, I actually I look for the cameras just because I do have social anxiety and I sometimes do cover my food if there's like if I see a fly or something.
Yeah.
But also I don't I always feel constantly that someone's watching me eat, which makes me very uncomfortable. And now that you say that, I'm not ever gonna eat at my local Denny's ever again.
Well, no, I mean, like, I get that. it was my friend who like kind of commented on it, and I think it was just something, I don't know, it wasn't like, oh, she put her napkin over her, oh no, well, I want to say she ate a little bit of it and then she covered it, but I think it was something weirder than or different than just covering her food because of the bugs, which is understandable. And I'm
So,
not gonna call out anyone who does that, but I don't. It's been like a year or two since I worked there, so I don't remember.
are you basically saying to the world that whoever's listening, I don't mean to scare you, but it's just kind of fun to mess with you. Are you saying that there was bugs at the restaurant?
Oh, I said before, I was like, there was no flies or anything, but I don't know, maybe it was a precaution, but no.
Or
I don't even.
maybe she was just like a germaphobe. Like she was, did she have like gloves on?
Oh, she didn't know.
Oh, then I am wrong.
Could have been, but it wasn't like that. That's not what I was like fixating, quote unquote, on. She just took a long time, and she just sat there, and then she had like, and I think she put something in her water, like. I want to say salt or sugar or any something in her water that was or something, I don't know. It's been a long time. I don't mean to judge people. I was just saying.
I mean, it is an interesting thing because you don't really see that every day. But putting something in her water, she might have been Jesus trying to, or she thought she might have, she was Jesus or something and trying to make it into wine, or maybe she had that flavoring.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I mean, to my knowledge, that wasn't even a thought. I think she used one of our packets. I don't think it was flavored water. But that could be, I mean, I don't remember.
Oh
But
my
that could
gosh, wait. So if she used one of your packets, do you mean like sugar substitutes?
be.
Or maybe it was salt. Maybe she was sick and she was putting salt to make it into like what is that called? Like kind of like Gatorade, you know, when you're sick, you need the.
Wouldn't salt water dehydrate you?
So yes and no, like in the sense of like when you are sick, right? Let's say you have like a stomach issue. You know, you go to the bathroom a lot and it's basically a lot of flushing of water from because your system's trying to get rid of that bug, right? Or you're sneezing a lot, right? You have like the cold and you're sneezing a lot. That's like mucus is like a lot of water. So you're basically losing a lot of water. So when you drink Gatorade or something equivalent to that, which is just basically water with salt, it, I believe, I'm not like an expert or anything, but like I believe it's because when salt can like grabs and hangs to the water, right, to the fluid. So when you have salt in your system, it makes it so the water doesn't release so easily. And then you have more electrolytes, which is what basically salt water is, electro things which gives you energy so you can sort of like help out your immune system to fight off the whatever you have and also I guess give you energy.
I mean, I'm not. I think so, maybe. I haven't heard. I just know that, like, if you're in the wild and you're in salt water, don't drink the salt water. But if it's, I guess, in little amounts, maybe. But I mean, I don't know. And it sounds like reasonable from your end.
Well, you know what? This is going to be one of those segments of let's find out or tell me something interesting. And I'm actually, because I'm now curious as to why. So I'm going to go online right now. So I'm on healthline.com and it's called Electrolyte Water, Benefits and Myths. And what is it? Electrolytes are minerals that conduct electricity when dissolved in water. They're distributed through the fluid in your body and use your electrical energy to facilitate important bodily functions. Essential for controlling your fluid balance, regulating your blood pressure, helping your muscles contract, including your heart, and maintaining the correct acidity of your blood or pH. Common electrolytes include sodium, which is salt, potassium, magnesium, and calcium. Electrolyte waters are enhanced with these charged minerals, but the concentrations vary. Unless it's labeled distilled, your regular bottle water provides at least a small amount of electrolytes. Oh, and that's why they have different taste. Oh, that makes so much sense. That's why I like Dasani and Aquafina more than any other bottled water because they have a different taste. So basically, they're saying that there's some sort of small little minerals and stuff in water, and those are electrolytes.
You know what's really funny? Not to like sidebar. When we had the hurricane and we had to go get water, we traveled to Alabama and
I like that you sort of forgot what state it was.
was saying the city or the state, and I was like, where was that? Is that
Yeah,
Alabama? That Alabama, like the low part. And I think while traveling up there, or when we were up there, we were looking for water, and of course, all the places down here were like gone. But we went to like Walmart, and people were like, some of the water was already sold out, except for like packets of a famous water brand that nobody likes. I forgot what it was called, but like there, when there was like hurricane memes that like came up, everyone's like, man, everyone get the water, but like everyone knows this is terrible because they'd rather not drink this water. It wasn't. It wasn't even like store bought brand, like it was like Dasani or something like that. That was like horrible. I forgot which one it was, but I just thought it was really funny because when I saw those packages and I like picked one up, and my family was like, no. I mean, no, I don't like those. We'll get like another brand.
That's funny because that just makes me think of like, you're in trouble. There's a hurricane coming. But the first world problems you will have is to be picky about what type of water you're going to consume.
I mean, I don't drink a lot of water. I need to. I don't drink a lot of water. And I get that, like, some water tastes better, but, like, I don't really taste the difference ish.
Really?
I mean, like, I'll prefer, I guess, some to others, or I know some are smooth. I don't really taste the difference as much.
Well, I mean, I guess sometimes you can, or maybe sometimes when you're like really, really thirsty. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but when I'm really, really thirsty and I haven't drank water in like weeks, I start, for some reason my body's like, drink water. So like the water seems so more delicious to me. So I like put ice and then like I pour the water in and it's like so good. And I start drinking the entire cup. And then I'm like, whoa, why does water taste so good for?
Yeah, I mean, I like ice water.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm the type of person that cannot have no eyes on anything. Like I made tea a few days ago, like chamomile. It has to be hot and stuff. So I made this hack, and I call it hack because what I did is I got a cup full of ice. I got the cup, the teacup, put the thing in, got it out, super hot, then poured it in to the cup of ice so it can be cold.
I was like, you just pour tea into ice?
Yes, that's
Oh.
the hack.
I thought you mean like, yeah. And so I thought you said you didn't like ice with anything, and I thought you were like, yeah. And then I strained it back into the cup because I like it cold. And I'm like, what?
No, it's the opposite. I like everything cold. I don't like burning my tongue or my lips.
Yeah, that's. I mean, the thing I like. The only thing I really like warm is sometimes tea. I mean, I like sweet tea, like cold sweet tea. I do like hot chocolate, and that's probably the only like warm drink that I like. But I don't like ice in anything but water.
Whoa, not even like soda or anything like that?
I'll drink it like at restaurants. But they always get watered down with.
I mean, I guess that's true, which is funny because I actually have a cup of iced Dr. Pepper next to me. But yeah, I see what you mean. Like, if I don't drink it straight away, it'll get all watered down and taste yucky. Basically, it won't taste yucky. It'll just taste carbon dioxide.
I like cans of soda, but I'm not gonna. Well, like number one, if you open a 2 liter and pour that into a cup of ice, like it's already flat, It's already flat by the time that you.
Well,
Almost.
see, that's the thing with me. I like flat, like or like medium flat, like not too flat, but enough so it doesn't burn my tongue with its carbon dioxide evils. I'm looking here. It can also help prevent heat stroke, apparently.
What? I don't understand. You're talking about electrolytes, right? Not
Well,
salt.
I mean, basically, salt is a type of electrolyte. Like it says here to rehydrate during illness. It says sports drinks are similar but contain high sh amounts of sugar, but can be tolerated. But basically, it helps with electrolytes because anything that has that's a mineral like sugar or salt and I guess pepper is basically a type of electrolyte, which is like a mineral that can help make your electricity go wherever it needs to go. So it says here, normally for heat stroke, your body manages heat by releasing it through your skin by sweating. However, the cooling system may begin to fail in hot weather, causing your body temperature to rise dangerously high levels. To prevent this, limit your time in the heat, but drink plenty of fluids and electrolytes is important so your body can stay cool, so it can retain your hydration. Because you're losing more water or more fluid through sweating than.
In it, it's just the salt thing is weird and weird to understand. But I mean, I agree with you because you're reading it off the paper.
I mean, you can never trust the internet fully. So it might be wrong, and Healthline.com, which is not sponsored, by the way, is just utterly nonsense, and we should just do anything. Like, soda is good for you, and water is evil.
No, I. Me personally, drinking regular water is better than drinking salt water, especially if there's a hell of a lot of salt in the water because that can dehydrate you
I
faster.
mean, for sure. I agree with that because anything in excess can kill you. Even drinking a lot of water can kill you. It's called water poisoning. Yeah, water poisoning.
I heard somewhere back then that if you drink a ton of water, like you can die. Or get drunk off it somehow. Not like, I think in an alcoholic way, but like in a, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I just looked it up. Yeah, it's called water intoxication, also known as water poisoning. It's hyperhydration, overhydration, or water toxemia. It's a potentially fatal disturbance in brain functions that result when the normal balance of electrolytes in the body is pushed outside safe limits by excessive water intake. It's very rare, and there's only 200,000 cases a year in the US.
You know, I think what contributes to that is like, I heard it's really bad to drink a lot of Gatorade when you're not doing sports.
Yeah.
If you're just hanging out and drinking Gatorade, like, that's a lot of salt and electrolytes.
And sugar, like a lot of sugar.
So don't drink. So maybe that's what also causes it is like water and then over excess of Gatorade.
Yeah, so basically, it's base have a balance of anything and everything in your life. Like, too much sex can kill you, too much. Watching TV can kill you. Too much video games can make you ill emotionally. You know, it's all a balance. Like, too much friendship can cause you to lose yourself and not know who you are anymore. Yin and yang.
I agree. Some of the stuff, right? Like, I would get tired after so many minutes or hours of doing something that maybe it wouldn't kill me. I played a video game. Like, I don't think I could play a video game for more than like 2 hours, depending on the game. You know?
You just contradicted yourself. You just contradicted yourself. You're like, I don't think I can play more than 2 hours, depending on the game. So basically, you're saying that there are some games that are so boring and useless that you just can't play anymore, which I agree. But there are some games who are really good and you can spend hours without even noticing that the hours have gone by.
Like Minecraft, I'll play like a couple hours of, but like if it's any other game,
I forgot how young you are.
what? Oh, well, I listen. No, I wasn't in that craze when it came out. I was in the second phase of that craze.
What's the second phase of a craze?
Like a couple months ago, Minecraft started getting popular again. You know, Jen and Julie played it on their stream for like a little while.
They did?
Yeah, like streamed it. And they streamed it. They put it up, or other people put it up. Yeah, I mean, they played it for like a couple months. For like a couple months, it got popular.
Well, I mean, I did get invited to play Minecraft like last year, because Windows 10 came with it free or something. So I tried it, and you know what I did? I is dug down deep in. I basically made a hole, and then I couldn't escape anymore because I had no idea what to do. It is. There was nothing to do. I couldn't jump. I didn't know like what any of this was or how to build stuff. So I started digging and I just dug a hole to the ground and I kept doing that and I kept destroying trees and I don't get the point.
Well, no, I mean, I remember when you, because I was from my dad, and you were like, "That's boring. I don't like Minecraft." And I was like, "Okay," but no, I think you like died. And you were like, "I dug straight down, and then I died."
Oh yeah, I think I did die. Or maybe I killed myself somehow.
And or someone killed you, but no, I mean, like, if you get like watch Janet and Julian, because they laugh like very hard. Like they get into shenanigans.
Well, yeah,
They
but also you have to be aware that I was by myself on my own in this
true,
world.
but I mean, like with Minecraft, I can play a couple hours of and have no problem with it, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. And you know, Dead by Daylight, which is a game that came out like 3 years ago, I'll play maybe like an hour depending on how the go, and then I'll be like, okay, I'm done. Like I don't know.
Is that the game where you're like running away from that monster?
Well, there's several monsters that you can run away from, and then you have to fix up generators.
Oh, and can someone be the monster too? Yeah, okay. It's like Freddy Krueger, right? And Bigfoot.
Well, Freddy Krueger came out like a year after, and they have like different monsters that you can play. But yeah, they
What
have
are
like
the
a
monsters?
well, there's like well, they have like. I almost said homebrew. Hello, D&D. They have like monsters. I forget their name, like the hillbilly. And but they have like they bought rights to some of the other monsters. Like they have Leatherface, I think. Yeah, they have Leatherface, but they have another character that's a lot like Leatherface. It's weird.
Isn't there one of Stranger Things?
Yeah, I was just gonna tell you about that. We have Steve, and I think Robin from no, Steve and I think Joyce from Stranger Things, because I think that was the only thing that they could buy. And
Oh.
they have the Demogorgon from that's
Ooh. I mean, that sounds kind of fun. And like, are you playing it sometimes?
I haven't in a bit, and I'm real bad.
Oh, you know what? I think you should get Rainbow Six Siege.
Everyone's like, Rainbow Six. Listen, see, like, Call of Duty CSGO, when you're fighting against bots in a story-based game, that is perfectly, like, that is great. I can shoot people, and if they shoot me, like, once, then I'm okay, and then, I'll shoot them, like, 5 times, and then finally they die. I don't want to get one headshotted, because I wasn't looking around this corner, and someone shot me.
I mean, it's all about practice, right? But also, I do understand that there's toxicity in the game. Like, there's a this new feature going on right now because they changed direction and stuff, and it's really fun, right? And everybody's having fun. We start racing around the track, and no one gets mad or upset. But I went back to the original, like the normal levels, and just because I wanted to have some fun, five or six gamers, right? And one of the leaders was like mad at me, so he was like bashing me online. I mean, I didn't care. Like, I was like having fun, you know. I lost the entire game, you know, or apparently it was my fault because I got killed, you know, and that's how you play the game. And we lost. I had the most points, and then my own team was like, "How could you do that?" Like, they were blaming me for dying. I'm like, chill, just a game. Like, I'm just having fun, dude. Like, I want to use the gun that I want to use. I was using like a pistol, you know? It was fun. And they just ruined it for me a little bit. It's because, like, if you're not having fun playing a game, which is a lot of people, then you're doing it wrong.
This spinning cycle of like, I'm gonna get angry at this one person because I can be. Some people I think aren't mad, they just do that just because. But every game is that, right? Like, Overwatch competitive mode is like that.
I just wish there was a world where everybody seemed to enjoy whatever they were enjoying, because that's what happens when a new game comes out. You know, like, you start playing it, everybody's having fun. They're telling you, "Hey, good job, that's great." And then over time, you get those people who are bashing you for whatever reason.
Well, that's when you A, ignore them, or B, play with like a large group of friends, or C, these people on Twitch, play Ark and they just roleplay. And it's like a community.
Yeah, it's fun because they have friends.
You're like point A, back to A.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's some flaws in your argument. My point is that I need friends who can play Rainbow Six Siege that are fun to hang out with and don't get upset whenever we lose.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand. Did you see like the April Fools? What was
For
it?
what?
Rainbow? They had like a prank or something that went around, and it was April 1st, I think. And they released a patch where everything, you have to look it up, but it was
Yeah.
like everything was all pink and fluffy. Like it looks like a kid's room, and you get these like charms and things in like loot boxes, and the hostages look like teddy bears.
What? That seems cool. I want that.
That's pretty funny. Julian played it, and it was
Oh,
pretty
that's what
funny.
it was. Yeah, okay, I see it now. Oh, that's cute. I want to play that. Oh, it's like unicorns and like colorful stuff.
Yeah. Which I think is fantastic when it's compared to like a Call of Duty type war game, you know?
Yeah, it's very feminine. Like, it's called the Rainbow's Magic. And that it was really cute skins and stuff on the Rainbow Six Siege April Fool's thing. You know what you should do? You should call this first episode the pilot.
Pilot? Okay.
I can totally picture us like actually going and meeting each other in real life, and then people will be like so happy that we're actually together and start and have like a record a podcast together, live, right? And maybe do a tour thing. That'd be fun. That'd be a fun adventure.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what if we called our podcast like the Internet Friendship Podcast? And I was like, what's gonna happen if we meet one day?
Or what if it's like there's friendship podcast, and when we meet, it's gonna be like the worst thing ever, and we hate each other in real life.
That would be the absolute worst. That's like if hit medium and then we actually meet and we like are mean to each other, we actually hate each other. Like, no, that would be no fun. As a joke, April Fool's, true. I think that concludes everything. Well, this would be a good like practice run. Like, when I was in theater, my theater teacher would be like our first show that we would ever do. He'd be like, oh, well, that's a good practice run that we did, like making a joke because it was horrible every time. And I'm like, number one, things happen, and we do like run the show a lot.
Oh, we need an outro, don't we?
Yeah, I was like, how?
No, this is the best. Again, let's fail. Let's do the worst outro ever.
I'm so glad this is the pilot and not the first episode.
Exactly. It's going to be the worst pilot ever. Well, let's hope for the worst.
Can we title this the worst podcast? the worst podcast episode.
You know what? We should call the entire name, like the title of our podcast,
First
the
podcast.
worst podcast ever,
We are
or the
you
worst friends. What?
Can we actually name it the worst podcast?
Yeah. I mean, if it's not already taken.
Oh, well, you know, okay. I hope
I mean, if you're down for it, because it sounds fun, and then people cannot expect anything, and then it turns out that it's like their favorite, and they'll love it.
yeah.
Be water, my friends.
What is it? Is it from? Oh, I know what that's from.
Where is it from? The philosopher who said this quote was also in a lot of movies.
I was gonna say Jackie Chan, but I didn't want you to laugh at me.
Okay, so here's the other thing. Jackie Chan did grow up and got to meet
Oh,
that person.
don't know his name. Firstly,
Yes! Ding, ding, ding! We have a winner, and that's the outro. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
goodbye.